following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for a chance is fair.
We ask for a chance is fair.
Chance to equal our strife.
Chance to do
it
there. Chance to do it
there. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger.
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith and honor held high.
Faith and honor high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. The kick is good.
We got to go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass, you know. Smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go 2 yards. Jeff Kinney in the top of the eye. Taggy, the quarterback, calls his count at the line of scrimmage. Taking a long count. Here he gives to Kinney. Kinney on the left side. Touchdown. 74 yards on that drive. And Nebraska forges into the lead. 34-31. Oh, man, woman, and child. I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Turns, hands it off to Burkhead right up the middle. Drives, he's in. Rex Burkhead rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this. It always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
The snap to Tommy and the give on the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Tanner Martinez. An 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell lost the ball. And the Cornhuskers scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. There's nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill. He's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the day.
Rozier turns, he's running back around the field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns upfield, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Tanner, back to pass, he looks into the end zone, fade pattern, purify, near side, leaps, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska!
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's in the 45, he's in the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home! Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle! Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes!
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up. Snap, and they're going to fake it. They throw it out in the flat. It's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won. Eric Haig knocked it away, and the Huskers have survived in overtime in aim.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes the tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this final Friday before football. Zero BFF. Before Friday football? Friday before FBF?
I'll let you go that way.
That's like a Division 9
school.
Right there. Had to do it. Had to pull out an old classic one. We'll be working on an updated one for next week when Nebraska kicks off the season with Florida Atlantic next Saturday. Can you believe it's just 8 short days away, the start of the college football season for the Huskers? Some teams will be playing next Thursday, and we've got action here for you Thursday night on ESPN Radio.
Hey, Doug, you know, it is exciting time, isn't it? You know what I really like about college football early in the season? I know there's a couple gimme games, but I do appreciate, you know, some of the teams that are Nebraska taking on a Miami of Florida. I think Oregon's playing Michigan State. I mean, there's some games out there, and that could be wrong about Oregon and Michigan State, but I know Oregon's playing somebody in the Big Ten that's really good. Is that correct? And I do appreciate when those teams go out there and play those types of games because it gives us something to look at early in the season that's really exciting.
Well, we hope everyone is ready. I guess I'm officially ready after going through some more preparation this week and today. And every time you listen to some of those highlights, you just go, man, just and highlights are made every year. I mean, the Hail Mary last year, I mean, that's going to be the highlight. That's going to be some young person's remembrance or a future alum of Nebraska, somebody that's in college, a student, you know, so many of those for Nebraska fans. And again, you can go like at Kansas, it would be basketball. You know exactly where you were, where you were watching the game, if you're at the stadium, what the weather was like that day. I mean, yeah, it's almost Rain Man-ish because you can remember almost every one of those significant plays in Husker history.
You know, when I was a small child, my dad took me to the Nebraska-Wyoming football game, and I think it was the first game of the year.
Was that horse-drawn buggy?
No, it was. We actually rode in a car.
Woo!
I think we had an air conditioner, but not everybody had them at that time.
Well, they didn't really have windows back then.
Yeah, but anyway, we went to the Nebraska-Wyoming game, and Wyoming led Nebraska 13, I mean, I think it was a 10-10 tie. And on the last play of the game, Paul Rogers kicked a 51-yard field goal into the wind, and Nebraska won 13-10. And I remember, you know, as we were leaving the stadium, I had tears in my eyes. That's how important it was that we beat Wyoming 13-10.
Exactly.
Now, if we beat Wyoming again, I won't have that feeling, but I get it every once in a while if we can beat, you know, a Miami of Florida or a Michigan State or a Wisconsin. I kind of get a little rise in that.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And, folks, we hope you enjoy it. Doug and Daddy Show continues. Don't forget our Husker Lunch. Initial Husker Lunch is next Wednesday at the Plottage in Grand Island. Sean Callahan will be on hand. Doors open at around 11:30. Well, they're going to be open before that because we're going to be doing the show there. But we will be doing the show from 11 to 12. Lunch starts to be served at 11:30. Sean will start speaking right around 12 noon, and he'll give you a rundown of the team, where he thinks they're at going into that first game. And then the best part, you get to ask questions of Sean. The lunch is only $5. It's a good lunch, enough to get you through the noon hour. We'll have you out of there by 1 o'clock. So plan on joining us. You do need to make a reservation with Vanessa Green at Home Federal, one of our corporate sponsors for Husker Lunch. So get a hold of Vanessa, 398-4941, 308-398-4941. It's at the Plottage in Grand Island. Once again, our season kickoff Husker Lunch with Sean Callahan, Wednesday, Plottage, Grand Island. Love to see you there. And we love the folks that were around yesterday after the Doug and Daddy Show. We did our Ice Bucket Challenge. If you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. It's on our Facebook page. There's two versions. We have the one where everybody kind of introduces and challenges somebody, nominates somebody if they want to, of the number of folks that we had here. And then the second part is the actual dousing. And I couldn't have done it without the great work and the support of the folks at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. So we want to thank them for donating the dousing.
You know, I'll tell you what, you know, Terry Broadfoot does a lot of things for the community. You know, that he's got what he does for the American Legion Baseball and the donations he does for so many things. And, you know, what another kind gesture he did yesterday. I'm not so sure he had to get the water so cold. You know, the next time, if he could kind of get that up about 5 degrees, a little warmer.
It's a big truck. You got to put a lot of ice in it.
That thing was cold, Doug. What do you think? Were you surprised how cold it was?
Well, I was warned ahead of time that it would be what we needed. It would be cold, part of the Ice Bucket Challenge. It wouldn't just be lukewarm water. So But I had been standing out there because, as I said, I donned the tuxedo to class the thing up. Still the only tux I've seen in an Ice Bucket Challenge. And we thank all the folks that have liked it and commented and let us know about the whole effort. And we appreciate that. By that time, I was ready to be doused. I'll be honest. It was 90 degrees out there and on the concrete, and I was ready. I was not as prepared for the second dousing as if you watch the video, you will see at the end. I knew it was coming, so I bucked up. But then when they take it up to that next level of power, it also puts the spray line up a little bit, and it kind of knocked me off balance there. And so what do you do after that? You get out of the way.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that thing.
I didn't want to be eating concrete, but it was kind of fun. It was totally fun. Not kind of fun. It was great fun. And again, to UNK's coaches, their captains, a few extra football players came down. That was fun. Great to have them. Dr. Maher, superintendent of the schools. Mitch Stein, athletic director at Kearney High, came down. Paul and J. Paul Yunus from Kearney here came out and made a donation as well to ALS. And everybody that joined us, including yourself and Monty, stepping in there as well. There was everybody there. And again, you can see who was all there if you check out the video on it.
Yeah, very well organized by your crew, too. I mean, they had some good media. I got on and watched it. In fact, somebody got on for me and said, hey, you got to see this, you know, and did that. You know, we're talking about Maher. Hey, you know, his son, Canadian Football League, doing a tremendous job. And he's second in the league in punting. And, you know, that 110-yard field, and it's I think it's 65 yards wide. You know, so and not only that, they only get three downs to get the first down. So a punter is really critical when you're only, you know, when you're getting that field position and trying to do that. But he's having a great year, and I'm really happy for him.
And I guess they're going up to watch him play.
Are they going this week?
So hopefully we can have some stories and maybe get Brett back on the show here some point during the season to chat with him about how things are going up there in Canada and how things are going with his new team. So, again, a lot of fun yesterday. There seems to be the more people do it, the more people get nominated. So the more people. It's fun to watch a lot of them online, and hope everyone that we challenged can step up to the plate and get the job done as well. Coming up on the show today, our high school football preview, Giltner, Jeff Ashby. They have been on top so long, kind of got a tough draw in the playoffs last year. We will talk to the coach about what's expected this year. Bob Jensen has them to win the D2-3 district, which has the defending state champion Exeter Milligan in it, and they've got a really strong schedule to start the season. Brooding, Davenport, Shickley, Overton also on there that are state-rated teams. So we'll talk with the coach about that. Big Ten football, we'll get back to the previews. As we said, Shalik Calhoun, the preseason defensive player of the year in Michigan State, and we'll also talk about the Oregon Trails Rodeo, which is coming up this weekend in Hastings with one of the Cowboys, Wyatt Clark, right here in Nebraska. Wellfleet, Nebraska, will join us on the program today. You know where Wellfleet is? It's in Nebraska. That's all you need to know.
Where is it at?
Jeff, do you know where Wellfleet is?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
God, you know, I'm going to say that's one of the few places I haven't refereed at is Wellfleet,
yeah,
Nebraska.
Probably haven't had a school there
I'm just going to guess it's out west.
I'll let you know here.
All right.
After the break. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back. Don't forget, you can always email us. You can tweet us. Why don't you throw me the poll question as well there, Jeff? Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. You can call us on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. And the Dent Popper inbox, as always, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question yesterday: who do you have in the AFC North? Pretty a good division there. 44% Cincinnati, 33% Baltimore, 22% are Steeler fans. Today we ask you, which team will win the NFC South? Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans, and Tampa Bay. For so many years there, Jimmy, that was the division where the bottom team the previous year would step up and win it the next year. You got a favorite in the NFC South?
I like New Orleans, I guess. You know, I don't know if they're probably the favorite, too, aren't they? I would imagine, but that's who I like.
Yeah, Carolina had such a great year last year getting into the playoffs. A lot of people think Atlanta can bounce back, although here in the preseason there have been some big-time questions about a couple of positions. So I'll be rooting for Atlanta and New Orleans and Tampa. So I will not be rooting so much for Carolina. I will give the slight edge to the Saints as well, just because they've got Drew Brees. So we'll go for that. What do you folks think? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, cooler question, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Jeff Ashby, Giltner, football, next.
Listen, just wanting to lose weight for summer isn't going to get you into that killer bikini shape. You've got to make it happen. There's no better or faster way to do it than with Complete Nutrition. Don't wait another second. Get into Complete Nutrition today to get over that weight loss hump. Our consultants will help you find the perfect weight loss product to kickstart your workout and to have more energy, burn more fat, and get into perfect shape for summer without logging extra hours at the gym. Come on, summer's here. So what are you waiting for? Check out any one of the three new weight loss products available now at Complete Nutrition. They're clinically proven to shrink fat cells and help you safely lose 21 pounds and burn difficult abdominal fat 12 times faster than with just diet and exercise alone. So don't wait. Come into Complete Nutrition and get started today.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, it'll be partly sunny. We cannot rule out some showers and thunderstorms, the high near 88. Tonight, we'll have showers and thunderstorms likely with a low near 67. For Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of storms with a high near 89. Currently, it's 77.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. So many great deals going on here in August from the manufacturers. There always are great deals with the hassle-free pricing at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. It's the Chrysler Labor Day sales event running through, that's right, Labor Day. Summer's almost over, so hurry in with $1,000 Labor Day bonus cash. Instead of that backyard barbecue or day at the beach, why don't you celebrate the final days of summer with a new Chrysler vehicle and receive an extra $1,000 in bonus cash incentive. The program applies to the purchase of a new 2014 Chrysler Town & Country or the all-new 2015 Chrysler 200. And Buick and Chevy have stepped up to the plate as well. Buick has 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers, plus a $500 bonus purchase cash on the entire 2014 Buick lineup, and Chevy is stepping it up with 0% APR for 72 months, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on most 2014 vehicles in stock for qualified buyers. Look at it online. Stop by and see the friendly folks at your Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Our high school football preview today keeps us in the eight-man ranks with one of the traditional powers here over the last 7-8 years. The Giltner Hornets have made so many deep runs into the playoffs, have had great regular seasons, and they are going to be tested right out of the gate. Back-to-back road games at Palmer and at Bruning Davenport Shickley September 5th and 12th, and then when they finally do get to come home for their only home game in the month of September, Overton rolls into town. Jeff Ashby, how do you like the sounds of that? Good morning, sir.
Well, it sounds pretty tough to me, so... But, yeah, it's our first four. We go 0-4 the first four games.
And then, yeah, defending state champion Exeter Milligan after that as they jump into district play. But you guys will show up, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
Well, let's
talk. We'll be there.
Go ahead.
The schedules came out, and it's, I tell you what, it's a nice change. We're ready for the competition, and it's always nice to play tough competition and see where you're at.
Coach, let's talk about how things have been going in practice here for you. What were your concerns, and what were you pretty confident in, and how has that been panning out here the first couple of weeks?
Well, we've made it the first 2 weeks so far without any injuries. We just have one young man, Christian Lichty, who would take over our H-back spot this year. He won't be back to about third or fourth game of the season. He had labrum surgery on his shoulder, and so he's expected back. I think he's cleared for September 15th or 16th, something like that. So we need to get him back and keep him healthy. But other than that, we're pretty healthy. You know, we got six returning starters on offense and five on defense. So we're sitting pretty good that way, and it makes it pretty good during football camp, preseason camp, that, you know, you're not pressed for time when you got all that experience coming back.
Hey, Coach Aspey, Jim Lang. Hey, I used to coach at SEM, and I'd get some films, and I wanted to see what you were doing in your passing game, and I really thought you did a great job of getting separation and trying to find mismatches. Even though you didn't go downfield, you kind of laterally went and would get a back coming out of the backfield or a tight end and then just send him and then make that linebacker guard him and things like that. So I thought you did a great job. I just wanted to compliment you on that before I ask you the first question. What do you need to do this year? What do you need to do this year to continue that? What's the one thing you're looking at that you're going to go, hey, we've got to do something? Where is your strength at, other than that running back that you're going to be missing for a couple of weeks?
Well, right now, our perimeter guys, all our receiver guys, are really fast. This is probably the fastest team I've had. It's faster than that we had 2 years ago. I mean, our two linemen are right at five flat 40s, and our two guards and our center is about a 5.4, but other than that, you know, our perimeter guys are anywhere between, you know, the 4.6s and the 4.8s. So we got a lot of team speed that way. But the thing that we're really stressing in practice right now with our receivers is running, you know, good routes. Sometimes they get lazy and run, you know, bad routes. And, you know, guys can cover you when you don't run very good routes. So right now, that's our main concern as far as our receiving corps goes. And, you know, as far as our quarterback, Ben Hendricks, is back, you know, he was a 1,000-yard rusher and passer last year, and he is much better than he was a year ago. We did several 7-on-7 camps this summer, and he's really progressed well, so we're looking forward to that.
Talking with Jeff Ashby, head football coach at Giltner, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, just a little more on Ben, because it's not just offense. He's one of the tops on defense, and the handful of times that you guys do have to punt it, he's good in the special teams. He can kick the ball for you. You've seemed in this run here to always have that one kid. I mean, they're all solid, but above and beyond, kind of a all-state best player in the class almost type of kid.
Yeah, Ben brings something to our team at quarterback that we really, you know, haven't done a whole lot of or had a lot of. You know, our quarterbacks in the past with Nate Most and Jake Finley, they were pretty much pure passers. They could throw the ball and wing it. Jake had great release, quick reads. Nate had a tremendous arm. But with Ben's ability, you know, being able to run a 4.6 40, and take off running, I mean, that's even going to put more stress on the defense. So, you know, we're going to do more things, you know, with Ben in the passing and running game, you know, run pass option type stuff and things like that. And, yeah, we're looking for a big year from Ben.
Hey, Coach, go ahead and name your players that are on the offensive line. Give them a little publicity. You know, you were talking about your because that's pretty good speed, 5 flat. And when I look at that, those are big kids.
Yeah, I mean, we got All-Stater Corey Hollick, who's just a junior, and Justin Joyce, who's a senior. He's a 3-year start for us. You know, those two guys could possibly be the best two offensive linemen in the state. Corey Hollick's got great potential to go on to play some major college football. And then at center, we got a senior in Noah Mitchell, or a sophomore in Tucker Gartner. They're battling it out there, and they're both pretty good at the line. You know, we're just trying to find which one's going to give us the most. You know, we're in the shotgun all the time, so we got to find which one's going to give us the most consistency and great snaps. You know, we got our whole offense is timing, and nothing works if that snap is off, you know, just a little bit. That messes up everything. So we're trying to figure out which. Hopefully in the next week we got that first bye week, so hopefully by next week sometime we can figure out which one of those two guys is going to give us the most consistency. But yeah, those offensive linemen, you know, they make this offense work. I mean, not, you know, people bring blitzes and things like that. You know, they were so good at picking those up and things like that. And so yeah, these guys and Ben and the receivers will tell you that those linemen work tremendously hard. Make their job a lot more fun.
Jeff Ashby, for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, what has given your team, would you say, Coach, any trouble in the past? Because when you do get beat, it's usually a close game. It might be a turnover that decides the football game. But when someone dials it up, like any of these first four teams can do on your schedule, what is the one thing that, or is there something in common that continues to keep you awake at night, I guess?
Well, you know, not really. There's two teams that stand out in the past to me that can really slow us down. Number one, obviously, is Howells. And, you know, they had three guys up front that were Division II, Division I football players. And that makes it really tough up front. And then the opposite of that was Axtell in the past. They had tremendous athletes in the backfield. You know, their back five were tremendous cover guys. So when you got guys that can cover really well, they might not quite have the pass rush, but they can cover really well. That really slows us down. So those are probably in the last, you know, 8 years, 7 years that the two teams that have given us the most trouble. Because, you know, the way we do things, you kind of got to pick your poison. You either got to bring, you know, rush or drop into coverage. You got to pick one or the other. And so, you know, Cowles brought the rush and made miserable for us, and Haxtell played coverage and made it miserable for us. So it just depends on what they have for athletes, you know, on the team that we're playing.
And Jeff, I know it's one game at a time at this time of the season, but I'm sure over the summer you were probably looking a little bit at these first four games. So Palmer, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, Overton, Exeter, Milligan, are they all different, or are they similar enough that you're not going to have to come up with a new game plan each and every week?
They're a little bit different in what they do. You know, Bruning, Davenport, you know, they do a little bit of spread, and Exeter Milligan, they kind of run a power type game with some play action. Palmer, we haven't played for a few years, so not quite sure what they're going to do. But you know, we have Palmer, who was our regular season loss back in 2009, and we hadn't lost a regular season game until last year, and that was Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, so they're both on our schedule. Exeter Milligan, defending state champs. And then Overton, who's in state semifinals. So we got our work cut out for us, and we're going to have to work, you know, exceptionally hard to get to, you know, four wins after four games. It's going to be awfully tough.
Well, you guys do a great job over there. There's no doubt about it. Had it not been for, obviously, the unbelievable dynasty at Howells, there's obviously would have been a couple more big trophies in the Giltner case. But this team has been outstanding over the last handful of years, and looks like if you can stay healthy, it's going to be a fun year for the Hornets, Coach. So we'll catch up with you again. We've got some of the games on the radio this fall again, and we wish you guys the best of luck.
Okay, appreciate you having me on.
Take care, Jeff. Jeff Ashby, head football coach of the Giltner Hornets, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I mean, you want to say they're just going to be incredibly good, Jimmy, but, man, they are so going to get tested right out of the gate. But if they come out and win these games, and even maybe a couple convincing against top 10 teams, you know, just lock it up, because then they have that month where the competition will be a little bit different and they can totally prepare for playoffs if they can get through that first month.
Yeah, it looks to me like if his offensive line, if those three guys are solid, that quarterback will have time to make some decisions. You know what I mean? And if he's got that speed and the way he does things, you know, laterally what he'll do, Doug, basically, he'll send a split end or a tight end, and they'll get him out a wide, and they'll run those guys downfield 5 yards, and then they'll laterally run them over about 30. But while they're doing that, they also got two wideouts that are going right down the center of the field, deep. Well, your good athletes are hooked up on those guys, and then you got to try to get a linebacker to cover that other guy. Well, what the goal is you can't, if you have enough time to do that, Most teams do not have enough time that they can run that play. Giltner has always had enough time where their quarterback can make that decision. And he gets out of trouble, and then he'll run the ball. You know what I mean? I mean, it's an eight-man field. There's only eight guys. So if he gets out of trouble and you put too much pressure on him, he'll just run it. And if not, then they hit that guy, and, well, he'll catch it for a five-yard gain. But then after he catches it, now it's one-on-one tackle there. And if he can outrun that guy, then it's downfield. So they do so many things well. But the key is the quarterback to have enough time to throw the ball. Because, you know, if he's got enough time, then I'll tell you what, those plays are going to work. And, man, he does a really good job with the offense.
Well, and the crazy thing is they haven't turned it over. They're just so dominant at that. You know as well as I, the eight-man success for decades, you had to be a power football team. You just look back at the champions like a Howells. You just go back and back. It was power football. They ran you over. They were big and fast. These guys are big and fast. They do it differently, and it's so hard for the opponent to prepare for Giltner, because usually that's the only team that runs something like that. And if there is another team on their schedule that tries to do that, they're not near as good at it as Giltner is. There are a few offenses out there that coaches always say it's just so darn hard to prepare for, because the other 7 weeks of the season, we're getting ready to stop the run, and here we've got to really stop the pass. I mean, you always have to stop the run, but it's just so much different to prepare for in a week's time.
Yeah, and you remember when Sargent had their really good teams. That's like playing Giltner every year, you know, because they just have so many weapons. Sargent had so many weapons that 1 year. And, you know, Mullen, you talk about a team that runs the ball. I mean, I'll tell you what, we played Mullen 1 year, and I thought we had a chance. I looked at him on film, and I thought we matched up. We had a couple kids that could wrestle, and we're getting medals in the state, you know, at the state meet. And so we had five or six guys that were really competitors up front. And, you know, our quarterback, I think, went 20 for 40 that day, and we threw for 110 yards and had two touchdowns. Mullen was 3 for 3 for 105 yards. And three touchdowns. So if that tells you how many guys we had up in the box trying to play that. Yeah. You know, I wondered what he thought. He had to be looking at me going, are you an easy coach to coach against? You know, he came over, shook my hand, and was polite and nice, but he had to be going, unbelievable, was this easy.
Coach Brown, good cat. And, you know, you were speaking of Sargent there. And, of course, one of the football captains for UNK, and he was here yesterday, is Ty Kojel. And I found it unusual because I thought you were kind of standing right at the end of all the football players yesterday and some coaches. Most of those guys had their shirts off. I thought maybe you would join them, but no, not the same look?
I definitely do not have the same look, but unfortunately, you know, I'm not afraid to take my shirt off, though, but I didn't know what I was supposed to wear. I thought I did okay. All right, thank you. But, yeah,
well,
some of those guys did take their shirt off. And,
I think, yeah. We're getting a few more views for that, too, I've understood.
Okay, there you go.
A little scary. Yeah. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Wyatt Clark out of Wellfleet, which, by the way, since we didn't tell you earlier, is just straight south of North Platte, so I know a lot of folks know where that is. He has continued his bareback riding career. He'll be at the Oregon Trails Rodeo. We're going to talk with him. Shalit Calhoun, Big Ten Defensive Preseason Player of the Year as well. Stay with us.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make
Make It Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, open daily during the state fair. Bet on the best thoroughbred racing starting at 11:50 today. All your favorite tracks, including Del Mar. Play live draw Keno. Enjoy snacks, sandwiches, full dining and bar. Tonight, prime rib and racing from Columbus. So race to the finish line, number one for food and fun. Use gate 7 during the state fair.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
But Rocky guys are in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You'll get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. And, of course, when it comes to football, there's tailgating. And Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats, open 6 days a week for you, know that Husker kickoff is just 8 days away. So hurry down to Troutman's to get all your tailgating needs. Grab some of Carrie's seasoned gourmet beef patties. Troutman's also has all your condiments and seasonings. And, of course, the beer and wine to wash it all down. Their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Maybe you break up some steak sandwiches. Maybe you just steak tip it up, whatever works on your grill. And, of course, Troutman's carries nothing but USDA Choice Certified Angus beef. Maybe you want some scallops or a little fresh frozen seafood to sear it up. Maybe make your own skewer. They've got that for you as well. And don't forget, Carrie and the gang can take care of you with their custom-cut meat selections. They've got a variety of packages to do that for you. Stop in BLTs right here as that is starting to hit here in the summer season. But it's oh so good at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend here on East Highway 30 in Kearney, where the Oregon Trails Rodeo is in Hastings this weekend. And the folks at Rodeo, they like to have a good meal as well, Jimmy. I'll bet our next guest, Wyatt Clark, he could dive into some Troutman's. Let's find out. Wyatt, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. You think you could put away some of that Troutman's food?
Oh, of course, man.
That's probably not what you got every day in college, was it?
No.
Wyatt's out of Wellfleet. He just graduated from the University of Wyoming with a degree in ag business. He'll be competing in the Oregon Trails Rodeo this weekend. And Wyatt, I'm always interested because there are such a variety of events that a cowboy or cowgirl, mostly obviously the cowboy, can compete in. What was the choice to focus on bareback riding, and how many other events did you kind of try growing up?
Well, yeah, obviously bareback riding's my main event I really focus on, but I've roped calves and team rope and rode saddle bronc as well.
What sold you on bareback? Were you just better at that? Did that just come quicker for you?
Naturally, bareback riding, I just really picked up fast on it, and I had a lot of opportunities to really focus on that and work towards that. Working out and machines and also other people helping me along with that sport. It just, the combination really helped me excel.
Hey, Wyatt, I'm a co-host on the show, and I ask this question every time there's anybody involved in rodeo. I want to know about your injuries. Talked about some of the injuries you've had and how they happened and how you overcame them.
Oh, man, that's been a pretty big part of it. My freshman year at college, I actually went to the Denver Stock Show and separated my collarbone. And I fought that injury for about 2.5 years, and I really didn't get to ride many bucking horses or barebacks in that 2.5 years. And I was in college at the time, and I guess that was an all right time to be down. I went ahead and got my education, but just had to give that injury a lot of time off, and it's all healed up now and feels good. Doesn't bother me, but that's been one of my major injuries. Lots of bruises and scrapes, but no other bad broken bones for me.
You know, obviously, you got off to a good start qualifying for the National High School Finals Rodeo all 4 years in high school and then getting to compete in college rodeo. I'm going to be honest. I know there's college rodeo, and I see the results, but you know, when we're talking all the college sports out there, what's it like competing in college rodeo? Is that a sport you almost have to fund yourself? Where did you get to travel? What was that like for you?
Yeah, you're completely funded by yourself, the traveling expenses and all that. But I rodeoed in Wyoming throughout college, and mainly there's 10 regional rodeos, and they're mainly Wyoming, Colorado, and Chattern, Nebraska also. And then the college national finals, which luckily was in Casper, Wyoming, so... Uh-huh. We stayed mainly in the mountain region, and that was pretty nice to keep that centralized.
We're talking with Wyatt Clark here on the Doug and Daddy Show, bareback rider out of Wellfleet, went to college at Wyoming where he graduated this past May. He'll be competing in the Oregon Trails Rodeo. How's it been going since you've graduated college? How do you feel you're doing?
Great. I've kind of just made some goals and smaller goals and then just keep resetting them. But this summer's been really good. Started out at the college finals. I actually ended up fifth in the nation up there and drew some decent horses. Could have drew better, and you know, that would have helped my outcome up there. But this summer I've mainly been rodeoing in Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado. The Prairie Circuit is what I'm kind of focused on, and it's been really well, and I'm sitting great in the Prairie Circuit standings, right where I want to be.
Hey, Wyatt, do you have some brothers and sisters too that are involved in the rodeo? Is this a family thing? Like, you can all travel together, or is this pretty much yourself? You're kind of going out by yourself.
I'm on my own as of now, but yep, rodeo's a big thing for the Clark family, and brother and sister are very involved with it. Maddie, she's been a rodeo queen the last couple of years for the Nebraska State High School Rodeo. My brother also, his main event is also bareback riding, and he's rodeoing for the University of Wyoming.
How do you feel, just a couple minutes left here with Wyatt Clark, how do you feel the stock? Has it changed? Has it got tougher? Was college tough and the Prairie Circuit's about the same? How would you say the horses are?
Well, the horses have definitely get stronger and more powerful, you know, every level you go up, and that's how it should be. It's great to help the high school kids on the less strong horses learn the procedures on them, and then, you know, now we're getting on the best horses out there at the professional level, and that makes it just as enjoyable. Makes it all the much better, the better the horses there are now.
Wyatt, I'm guessing, and I don't know the percentage, but I'm guessing the percentage of professional cowboys that have master's degree is very minimal, and you are going to be going after yours at Chattern State, and you're going for sports management, and you're also going to help coach their rodeo team. Talk about trying to do that, trying to keep your career going, and I'm very interested in talking just a little bit about coaching, how you may have been coached and how you will go about coaching the sport of rodeo and bareback riding and what you can do to help these guys.
Yeah, it's definitely a new aspect for me. But, you know, rodeo is a sport where, yes, we're all competing against each other, but it's a sport where you want to support everyone. It's everybody's worked so hard at it and has to travel so far. And, you know, the one thing I do love about it is the great people involved in rodeo, and we're all out here to help each other and make great rides, and yes, there's going to be a leader, and yes, there's going to someone that's not going to win, but we're all out here to help each other. But as far as the coaching goes, I mean, I've learned a great deal, and it's about pushing everyone to work harder at it. And, you know, you can see small things that someone can do to adjust their riding and tweak a little bit, but I guess I need to be a coach a little longer before I get too detailed about it.
Well, Wyatt, we'll let you out of here with this. When are you up this weekend, and what's still to go before the Prairie Circuit Finals?
I'm up Sunday night there in Hastings at 7 o'clock, I believe. And tonight I'll be in Rapid City, South Dakota. And tomorrow night I'll be down in Topeka, Kansas, and make my way back to Hastings.
I chuckle because I know the life of the rodeo cowboy, and it is just busy, busy, busy this time of the year. Well, Wyatt, we'll look forward to seeing how you do at the Oregon Trails Rodeo, and we wish you best of luck throughout the weekend and throughout the rest of your career. Hopefully we'll get a chance to chat again sometime. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yes, you bet.
Take care, man. Wyatt Clark out of Wellfleet. There you go, Jimmy. Gonna rodeo tonight in Rapid City, and then, you know, just kind of cruise down to Topeka, and then back up to Hastings.
Yeah, I mean, that, what a question. I mean, I just thought he was gonna take 2 days off and get over to Hastings. You know what I mean? So
busy weekends.
Good question. You ask a great question, and the answer is not what I thought was he's gonna say. But yeah, I can't believe you can't find one more rodeo before then. Is there something you can do in the morning, or
go with the
got to mow the yard in between there.
Yeah, get in the slack and then hit another one. Oregon Trail at the Adams County Fairgrounds, 7 o'clock tonight, Saturday and Sunday. Over 200 contestants vying for over $44,000 in prize money. Don't forget the Tough Enough to Wear Pink night is tomorrow, Saturday, for every fan wearing pink to the rodeo. $1 will be donated to the Morrison Cancer Center at the Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital. Rodeo hosts its annual Kids Day today. About 500 area fourth graders are at the fairgrounds today, learning not just about rodeo, but Western Heritage, Buffalo Bill, and so much more. The 5 and 10K walk and run, Tough Enough to Run with the Bulls, is tomorrow. Registration at 7:30. You can call the fair office and still get in for that run. 462-3247. That's 402-462-3247, 462-3247, and a lot of dances and fun and what you see with the food and bands and more that go along with a fun weekend at the rodeo. And for the kids, a stick horse, grand entry, 7 and under. At 7 each night, the grand entry, kids, bring your stick horse. You can be part of it, and that's fun for the kids. You can find out more at AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com. The Oregon Trails Rodeo, today through Sunday, 7 o'clock each night. When we come back, Shalit Calhoun, preseason Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. We chatted with him at Media Days. We'll hear that from Michigan State and wrap up our Friday after this.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a summer checkup. Summer driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the hot summer driving conditions. Tice Auto Care can check your hoses, brakes, fluids, and air conditioning so you're prepared for your vacation or just everyday driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your summer vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Showing this weekend at the World Theater, Moon Indigo. A wealthy, inventive bachelor, Colin, endeavors to find a cure for his lover, Chloe,
after she's diagnosed with an unusual illness caused by a flower growing in her lungs. Go to theworldtheater.org for showtimes, affordable drinks and concessions. Thanks for keeping the world spinning. Worldtheater.org.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Still love this. It's great.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore.
Just for you.
From the Sooners to the Tigers to the Buffaloes next door.
Oh, yeah.
We'll fight them all with honor, stand tall above the rest. The Huskers of Nebraska are the ones that we love best.
Oh, sing it.
See that line of blockade, watch those backs move out. Heading for the goal line and a touchdown, there's no doubt. Fast as a mighty jet plane, smooth as a brand new car. Every player with the big red is a football superstar.
That was a joke.
Oh, sometimes that's the Nebraska stereotype that we live up to from time to time around here, Jimmy. I know it was a good old boy.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Sat in his garage, wrote the song, strummed it out.
That's right. And you could tell Bo Pelini wasn't happy with the way they played there for a second either.
That was a joke.
That was a joke.
What's not a joke is your T&L irrigation system, proven technology that works as you're winding down. You look at those crops, and they're as good as you thought they would be. And then you look and you see, hey, that's a T&L in my field. Maybe you look around and say, I thought we'd be a little bit better. And it's not a T&L in your field. It's never too early to start thinking about 2015. T&L is there for you 24/7, 365, your local T&L dealer, or online at TLIRR.com. Look for them at all of the farm shows and festivities and Husker Harvest Days and much, much more that are going to be going on here. Speaking of that, welcome to everybody in town for the State Fair in Grand Island. Enjoy your time. Can't wait to get over there next week for at least a day. And T&L Irrigation is there for you with their Precision Link, PPC3, the TL Pivot Manager 2, and TL Point Control, all part of the T&L Irrigation System. Get what is right for you. They've been doing it since the 1950s and doing it right for not just folks here, but across the United States and over 65 countries worldwide, the T&L Irrigation Systems. Royals will be in Texas this weekend. They're a game and a half up because Detroit lost a weird one yesterday. David Price pitches against his old team for the first time since the trade, goes the distance, only gives up one hit, yet loses by a score of 1-0. Calvin Strong has given his commitment, but here's one of those that, well, if everything falls through, he'll go to South Dakota. He's the kid from Omaha North that rushed for over 3,000 yards. His grades, his test scores need to come up. And even he said in talking with the Omaha World Herald yesterday, if I can get that score, doors will open for me. He knows if he proves he academically can qualify, then a lot more Division I schools will be looking at him. And we wish him the best. I always want all these kids to. And Johanna Gaifan, we talked about that with Coach Shoemaker last week when we had, or Monday, I guess it was, when we had Charlie on the show, and he commits to Wyoming because of his background and coming over from a different country. It's the way he's a smart kid, but sometimes it's, if you haven't been grown up and went to elementary school here and learned some of the things on those tests are a little harder to comprehend. So he's had some help, and they're working on that. So good for him. And it's some things that sometimes you just don't think about. You just go, good player, good kid, pretty smart. So there you go. You got some things to work on. The basketball schedules have been announced by the Big Ten Conference. I don't know that there's anything over the top there to discuss. The men will host Indiana in the first game on New Year's Eve. The women will go to Minnesota on December the 29th. And, Jimmy, I have to ask you this before we get into Shalit Calhoun here. Two things. First, Mick Tinglehoff. You know Mick Tingelhoff, Lexington, Huskers, Minnesota Vikings. He is nominated as a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame by the Senior Committee yesterday. So he'll be up for consideration along with 15 modern era players and two contributors. He'll find out on January 31st. I know there's been a push to get Mick in the Hall of Fame. His numbers say he should be in.
Yeah, Mick Tingelhoff was a tremendous player for the Minnesota Vikings for a lot of years. And, you know, on TV, you'd only get a few games with the Vikings and the Bears, you know, in this area were kind of playing because, you know, the AFC had their own division there for a while, you know, before, you know, they ended up getting the Super Bowl and getting involved. So you either watch one game on one channel, you know, and the other was on the other channel. But Mick Tingelhoff, I think, is deserving of this award. You know, he played a position on the offensive line. So, you know, when you're talking about how many years you played, I mean, my God, and how many games he started. I don't have any of those stats in front of me. I'm going to say he almost played 15 to 20 years, though.
17.
It was an amazing amount. And then, you know, they had some success, too. Fran Tarkington was a quarterback at that time that had some success. So Minnesota had some nice football teams at that time.
Time now for our Big Ten report, brought to you in part by the Chicken Coop of Kearney, your original sports bar and grill, serving flame-broiled buffalo wings cooked over an open flame, then one of the homemade sauces of your choice seared onto the wing to give it that one-of-a-kind flavor, offering home-style pizzas, burgers, quesadillas, which are a hit right now, salads, and a kids' menu, and all of your favorite items at the Chicken Coop in Kearney on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. Our Big Ten preview today takes us to the Big Ten's preseason Defensive Player of the Year in Michigan State's Shalik Calhoun. Shalik, a lot of folks in Nebraska have two visions of Coach Pelini. That's kind of the vision of Coach D'Antonio at Michigan State. A lot of people think he's very brash and harsh, but you've got a different side to him, right?
Well, you guys get the uptight Coach D. We get the fun Coach D. I mean, yeah, Coach D's, you know, he's... To you guys, he's like, you know, serious face. To us, he smiles. You know, he smiles with us. He talks with us. And that's the kind of guy he is. So, you know, for him to bring Rich Omiquan in, it was kind of surprising. But at the same time, it wasn't because you're like, I know what type of guy he is. You know, he's down whatever it is to help us. You know, whatever pleases the team, he wants to be there and be a part of it and help us, you know, reach our success. So, you know, he has definitely lightened the mood in the locker room and in the, you know, after the games because of the music, but he's always been that guy. You know, he wants to whatever help us play better.
So now you guys have to predetermine the victory music that you have in the locker room after each game.
Yeah, he wanted us to have a good time. That's legit. What he wanted to see us have a good time. He said we won the game. Have a good, like, don't be, you won. The game's over. Have a good time now. You know. So he told us, he's like, we're gonna hit it after every game. He's like, you guys pick a song. You know, whatever song we're gonna put the music on. We're gonna have a good time in here. So it just, I mean, that's just, like I said, that's just the type of person he is. It doesn't seem like that to you guys because he's media, you know. You guys are media, and he has to be anti-media as a coach, you know. No coach loves media. But to us, he's a fun-filled guy. He definitely is. He smiles, and he does have a sense of humor, even though it's dry. He does have a sense of humor, you know.
Does something like that help the team?
I think it's great, you know, team bonding. And not only that, it's not just the players bonding, is more so the coaches bonding with the players also. So it's complete team bonding, and I feel like, you know, he really brought us together last year. He did a great job of keeping us, you know, a tight-knit family. And, you know, we were really good as is, but he wanted to take the initiative to be a part of it also. You know, he wanted to be involved too, like, hey, you know, I'm here for you guys also, you know, and I want to help you guys as much as I can, you know, because he knows he can't go out there and put the pads on and play with us, you know, that he can only coach. So any way possible, he wants to be, you know, help us be better players.
Shalik Calhoun of Michigan State joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Shalik, you guys are getting ready to defend your Big Ten title. How's it feel?
I've actually been looking forward to camp. It's weird because once football season ended, and I'm like, man, I need to go back to football. Like, I can't sit around. This is, you know, once the spring was done with, I'm like, all right, we need to put the pads back on. I was like, it's time to get back to it, and, you know, for it to be just a couple days away, I really can't wait. Like, I'm extremely excited to get back out there and play alongside, you know, the guys that I, you know, that I grew to love.
How hard do you think it will be trying to go back-to-back in a rugged Big Ten now with 14 teams?
We've been working really hard in the offseason. You know, we're working a lot harder than we have in the past, and, you know, just to be better because we understand what we need to do to be better this year to make it further. And I feel like the coach has been doing a great job of pushing us, you know, to that next level. And they're trying to get us to that elite level of players. And, you know, I feel like they've done a great job, you know. So, you know, being out there with those guys, it is it honestly, it is a tough time, and it is rough. But I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. You know, when I look to my left and I look to my right and I see, you know, the guys that I've been growing, you know, growing with, it's no better feeling than that memory right there. You know, even though we're tired, we're exhausted, no one can breathe. You know, when you look to your left and your right, you're like, man, we're all tired, we're all exhausted. But you know what? I'm experiencing with people that, you know, they have to go through it with me. You know, and they're keeping me, they're keeping my head the hell high, and I'm doing the same for them. You know, it's no better feeling than that.
As good as you guys were last year, where do you think you're going to be better at this year?
Every aspect. I mean, we're trying to improve every aspect of the game. You know, we don't want to be complacent at any point. You know, offensive, defensively, we're trying to be better no matter what we're doing. You know, we're trying to be better than we were last year.
Shalit Calhoun of the defending Big Ten champion, Michigan State Spartans, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Shalico, what's the feeling now for you and your team now that you're kind of the hunted? You got that target on your back.
It does feel good, but you know, we're on to the next thing. That was last year, and you know, you can only reminisce for so long before you have to get back to the real world. And I feel like that's where we are. We're back to the real world. We're hungry. We want to do more now. You know, how can we be better now? So you know, we're really focused on this season. You know, we love that we had the opportunity last season to make it that far, but we're definitely looking forward to this season and trying to make our own mark.
So what's up next for this team?
You're still a little tall. You're still taller in your seat. You know, no. It definitely changed it, and it's more so like, you know, we accomplished great things. Now what's the next step? You know, what are we going to do next? You know, what is our next step? How are we going to take this team this year? You know, but we do have, you know, players and coaches that have accomplished great things, and I'm happy to have them on my staff because they know what they're doing, obviously, you know.
Last minute here with Shalit Calhoun of the defending Big Ten champions from Michigan State. All the good things that happened last year, Shalit, but still the one loss to Notre Dame maybe could have meant even bigger things for you guys. Does that haunt you? Do you think about it, or is that in the past?
I was pleased with the blessing that we were handed, but occasionally I did look back and be like, man, we could have been in the national championship, but I was pleased with how far we made it. We could have been, but we weren't, so there was nothing I can do about it, you know. And I wouldn't say that's on the reps. We should have played harder. We should have played a lot better. There's a lot of areas that we could have improved in, and we could have had, you know, better play in that game. So, you know, that's not on them. That's on us.
Finally, Shalit, each school usually has something that goes with it. Nebraska known for the running backs, Penn State known for their linebackers. Obviously, defense has been the trademark and the stamp of Michigan State. Just tell us what it's like playing D for Michigan State, regarded as maybe the best defense in the conference.
I think that's what it is. It's more so the brotherhood, man. We don't want to let each other down. When you go out there each and every day, you know, each and every game, you don't want to let the guy next to you down. And, you know, that's who you're playing for. We go out there not to play for ourselves, but not the primary play for ourselves, is to play for the guy next to us. You know, he's giving his all. Why should not give my all? You know, he's putting in as much work, you know, in the weight room. Why should not put in that amount of work also? So I think that it is the brotherhood, and it's the agreement that we came with each other, that we were going to go out and we're going to work. We're going to give it all we had, and, you know, we were going to make sure that if the team beat up on us, we gave it our all. It was because they were a better team, you know. They were a better team, point blank, period.
Shalit Calhoun, preseason Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Outstanding from the university, or Michigan State University. He was last year's Big Ten Defensive Lineman of the Year. First team All-Big Ten selection, second team All-American, and just a junior. And I'm telling you, they list him at 6'4", 257. They're lying. They're lying, Jimmy. This is a big boy. This is a good, great football player. You will hear this kid's name a ton this year at Michigan State.
Do you like them the best right now? Do you think that's your tip pick right now?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I liked them before the Braxton Miller injury. I was not on them last year because I didn't think their offense was going to be good enough to win. And Connor the Cook stepped up. They got the job done, and it was good enough. They did win some low-scoring games. They took advantage of turnovers, but they took advantage of the breaks to win it. And that'll be fun because we'll be getting to make some picks when the season starts to roll around here, as we do from time to time. Our Big Ten preview brought to you in part by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island. For mass times and parish activities throughout central and western Nebraska, go to gidiocese.org. The Royals' magic number, 35 for the playoffs, 36 to win the division.
Isn't that something?
That's a big number.
Yeah,
but at least they have a number. Oh, at least they have a number, Jim.
Yeah, and you know, the thing of it is Seattle, And the A's and the Angels, they got to play each other quite a few times. There's some Houston Astro games and some Texas Rangers in there too, but they have to play each other a lot. They're going to be beaten up on each other quite a bit. And so it kind of depends on how the Twins and the White Sox do. If they compete well against Detroit and Kansas City, then maybe all those teams will get in. But if not, I think Detroit and Kansas City are going to get in.
Well, Texas this weekend for the Royals, and then Kansas City comes home for a 9-game homestand. Minnesota, Cleveland, and Texas, 3-3-3. So maybe that last dish before some football for some fans to go check out the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, and they got the Yankees in there in that makeup game, too. I think that that's probably not on the schedule. But
yeah, that's Monday.
It's on a Monday. And they actually have 10 games. A 10-game homestand there with the Yankees in there, too, on that Monday, right?
Yeah, great reminder. And, of course, you can hear all the action on the Breeze, 94.5. I saw this story yesterday, and it wasn't even in the sports section of the Lincoln Journal Star. The Lincoln Race Course, that's what they call it, the Lincoln Race Course, will have its first live thoroughbred horse race September 4th. You have to get that approved by the Racing Commission. Of course, to have simulcast racing, you must have a live meet. They're going to have probably one race, and hopefully three or four horses are expected to run, and it will be how long? 1 furlong.
200.
That's not even a quarter horse race, right?
220 yards.
Yeah.
Going to go a furlong. 1 furlong. And they have to bet on it, too.
You'll love this.
Okay.
Let's see. Because the track is temporary, they're putting up just like a temporary fence on the side there, but The commission says they don't have to have a PA system, photo finish camera, or head-on camera that captures horses racing towards the finish line. They'll use a panoramic camera along with placing and patrol judges. Are you kidding me? This is as big a joke as ever been part of horse racing. They got to do it, and they're getting away with just as much minimal as they can while they continue to build a race course south of Lincoln, U.S. 77 and West Denton Road on the southwest edge of Lincoln.
See, this is a rule we talk about a lot that doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're trying to have simulcasting. Let them have the simulcasting. Don't run out there and say, well, we got to have live racing. Yeah, that's it. Well, what do I need to do? Well, you just have to do something. You got to do something. Why are we doing this? Somebody could get hurt.
It's stupid.
A horse could get hurt.
It's stupid.
You know, I mean, yeah, just let them have the simulcasting. Is it that big of a deal that you have to have a live meet that we're going to have to do something like this? You know, this is incorrect. It is incorrect, and the rule needs to be changed. Case closed.
I knew you'd like that. I knew you'd like that. Anything else, Jimmy, before we wrap things up for the weekend? We're going to the Husker press conference on Monday, so you'll be back with us next Friday when we get your first set of predictions. We'll have the Big Dally Dellies. Doug and Daddy, what do we call that? Pigskin Pick'em?
Yep.
There you go. Let's see, that's so anything else?
The only thing is we talked about Johnny Manziel a little bit throughout the year, and I'll tell you what, you know, when – You're under the microscope like he is. That was a big mistake he made. I mean, you don't do what he did. He got fined $12,000. Let's think about with the average person how hard it is to make $12,000. And he just loses his temper a little bit because you know why he lost his temper? Because he wasn't playing very good. It wasn't because he was playing really, really good and they were getting on him.
And he's a little immature.
Extremely immature. And I'll tell you what he did, that is incorrect what he did, and he's playing at a different level right now. He needs to gain the respect of his teammates and the opposition, and you're not going to gain it by doing that.
He's looked at as a punk kid right now. If you're a veteran,
yes,
of the league, you're looking at a punk kid. And again, I'm rooting for Manziel. I hope he makes it, and obviously hope that stuff goes away. We're going to get out of here and go to Big Dally's Deli, located just across from Duncan Field in Hastings, in Top of the Hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Don't forget that they are open for you for lunch. So good. Home of a bazillion sandwiches. You can get the combo meal or just the 6 or 12 inch. You can get it bread. You can get it wraps. You get the kind of cheese you want, hot, cold, all the toppings, all the dressings. That's why there are so many sandwiches and so many different ways to have them. Again, I went up there and just nailed the 48 Mike Super Combo last time up. So, so good. Of course, Mike was there to see how things were going, and we chatted a little bit.
Is that right?
So, well, he's a hard worker, and so is his staff. It's always good to see their smiling faces. Did you need me to pick you a sandwich today?
Yeah, let's. Don't, yeah, go ahead, pick me one. You pick me one out one.
I'm going to pick you out one today because you stepped up to the ice bucket challenge yesterday. You stood your ground. I think you're looking for something maybe a little thick, not just one meat sandwich here, not a tuna salad, not a chicken salad, something. How about the championship combo with hard salami and turkey breast? I'm going to give you the championship combo today, number 38.
That's what I want. Cut it in half.
There you go, and we're going to enjoy it. I'm going to have one, too. I think I'll maybe a double 38 today. We're going to nail that out. You can as well, folks. Some kind of sandwich that everyone in the family from 2 to 102 is going to enjoy right there at Big Dally's Deli. Again, we will be Mike Will's going to be joining me for the show Monday from Husker Press Conference. We will have Bo Pelini and his press conference on Monday. We'll be talking with some of the area athletes, and again, it's kind of a potpourri. I can't tell you exactly who will be on the show, but we will be talking with some Huskers. We'll have that for you, and that is Monday. Tuesday, Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook will join us live here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Next Wednesday, it's our Husker lunch with Sean Callahan at the Plottage in Grand Island. Contact Vanessa at Grand Island Home Federal to get your reservations. And next Thursday, it's the UNK Fall Sports Luncheon, where UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic coaches and athletes will all be at the luncheon. That's next Thursday at the Health and Sports Center at UNK, and they're back there starting at noon. And then next Friday, you have to bring the solid intelligence, Jimmy, with your picks.
I think I'll have three games. We'll probably have a three-team parlay, and that'll be it for that first week.
We're going to bang the season, get it off to a great start. Folks, have a great weekend. Again, thanks to Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, UNK, all the folks that came and were part of our Ice Bucket Challenge. We got a lot of great feedback, raised some money for ALS. Want to thank, as you said, Jimmy, you pointed it out as well, the staff here. Thank them again for all that they did to make it a success. You can see it on YouTube. You can see it on the Facebook page, ESPN Super Station, or the Doug and Daddy Facebook page. We will see you Monday. Have a good one.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.